Grace and peace. This is A.L. Blue of Better Lifeology, and I'm a pastor, mentor, author, Better Life teacher from the spiritual community, the Better Life Empowerment Movement, Inc. And you're listening to Better Lifeology radio broadcast. What if I told you that you are more than you've been told? As a matter of fact, you are better than you imagine. You have power within you. A God-given power to change your current reality, no matter how much or little that change may be. See, the power is within you. Join us on a journey of discovery that you may live your better life now. It's called Better Lifeology. As you learn these skills and practices, along with better life principles, you would see the results you've been praying for. The results you've been looking for and ultimately running after, and they will be manifested for you. See, Better Lifeology is the ability to learn how to manifest your better life now, and anyone can do this. It starts with you. And we have an assignment from God, an ordained purpose to help you build your better life experience as you are tapping into the power that is already contained within you. Welcome to Better Lifeology radio broadcast, where it's already getting better.
Good morning, family of God. Thanks be to God who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Welcome. Thank you for joining us on our Saturday morning hour of power. I'm worthy of wealth. In a moment, we'll be joined by our leader and teacher who will be bringing us the word for today. If this is your first time, we welcome you. If you're returning, we say welcome back and thank you for joining us. Now let us get ready with our Bibles, notebooks, and pen as our leader comes and teaches. Please continue to hold. Thank you.
Hello, good morning, grace and peace to each and every one of you. This is Pastor Blue of the Better Life Empowerment Movement, welcoming you to our Saturday morning I'm Worthy of Wealth teaching. We would invite you to have your Bibles close, keep them handy. Why? Because what we're going to be uncovering and discovering is going to bring you to a greater awareness of how you're supposed to be. Again, I'll say it again, how you're supposed to be. And that's going to be very significant and very key as it relates to your assignment in walking in wealth. Now, one of the things I encourage you to do on a continual basis is that you join us every Saturday. Why? You are formulating your wealthy mindset. That's why you're formulating your thought patterns. You're so formulating who you are and what you're going to be doing and how you're going to be doing it. And this is very important. Because growing in wealth is really about a mindset than it is before its manifestation. I want you to write that down, please. Mindset before manifestation. One more time. Mindset before manifestation. Mindset before manifestation. Why am I saying it so much? Because if we learn by repetition, you must understand that when you can develop the mindset, the manifestation will be easier. If you don't understand why we should be wealthy, if you don't understand the purpose of wealth, then you'll get frustrated begging God to do what you should be believing Him for. Again, you'll get frustrated begging God to do what you should be believing Him for. You don't have to beg Him when you can believe Him. Did you hear what I said? You don't have to beg Him when you can believe Him. And when we can believe God, doesn't matter if it hasn't happened yet, it's going to happen. And that's got to be the essence of your faith, where you stand on the truth in the way of believing and recognizing it's got to happen. It's got to happen. Wealth for the believer has got to happen. If that's the case, Pastor Blue, then what's blocking the believer? Doubt, discouragement, ignorance. You can write that down. Doubt, discouragement, ignorance is what's blocking the believer. If you really knew and believe who you are in the Lord and what you have, guess what? You will not doubt. You certainly won't be discouraged at what you're going through, and you will know the plan and the purpose of wealth in the believer's life. Here's my question for you this morning. Do you know that? This is where ignorance comes into place. See, it's okay to be ignorant. It's just not okay to stay ignorant. When you understand the purpose of wealth in the believer's life, now you know what to believe him for. Again, we're believing, not begging. Did you hear what I said? You're believing God. You're not begging God. And that's the significant key. So even if you're here live on this call or you're listening to our podcast recording of it, the reality is you're worthy of wealth. And mindset comes before manifestation. I don't understand how so many people want to manifest, but you have yet to develop the mindset that the source of wealth, God is the source of wealth. And if you have God, you have the source of all wealth. Now, you might ask me, well, Dr. Blue, is God the source of wealth for the unbeliever? God is the source of wealth, period. However, being in the Lord, you can have peace and increase when you're in God. If you're not in God, you can just get increase when you understand certain principles. But guess what? You have the stuff, but you won't have the satisfaction. There are many wealthy people today who got a whole lot of stuff, but they have no satisfaction in their purpose and their life with God. And that's not what we want. We want God and the satisfaction of having, or we want increase rather, and peace. You know, we want to have wealth and the worthiness of the wealth that God has given us. But it starts with you understanding this here. And so I hope you're taking copious notes because you're going to need to today, because I want to really get down to it, mindset before manifestation. All right? Mindset. Repeat after me. I must have my mindset before I can walk in my manifestation. There has to be a mindset before there can be manifestation. And that's the key. Your mindset is important. And if you're around people who don't have wealth, who've never achieved it, then guess what? It will add more to your ignorance and doubt than it will to your faith and your belief. That's why when you see a person who is walking in the will of God and they are living the life of God, I'm talking about saved and paid, then you ought to pay attention, you ought to listen to what they have to say, and you ought to follow in alignment with what they understand that trumps the ignorance. Mindset over or before manifestation. If you got the mindset, manifestation is easy. If you don't have the mindset, then you'll be frustrated with the manifestation. All right, let's get started. The first thing I want you to understand is God is a source of wealth. Okay? God is a source for the believer's wealth. God is not a God of poverty. No, God is a God of abundance and wealth. God's natural, his nature rather, and his attributes overflow in riches, in wealth, in abundance, and diversity. And since God is abundant, it stands to reason that his creation, the universe, the planet, which we have been planted upon, would likely be rich in resources. The vast universe receives its wealth from God. God is the source of the wealth of the universe and the wealth within human beings. God's wealth is immeasurable, it's incomparable, and it's incredible. God is the source of wealth. When you look at how God created the planet, he created the planet to replenish itself, which means that once a fruit is produced, within that fruit is a seed. That seed is then replanted for what? Harvest. That harvest comes back in, and the cycle continues. What is that? The replenishment. That's how wealthy God has created the planet. There's no lack. There's never, a last harvest, if you will. As a matter of fact, Genesis 8:22 says it this way, as long as the earth remains, there will be seed time harvest. Did you hear me? Seed time harvest, as long as the earth remains. We must understand that in the earth as well, God has also put resources in the earth to help man's increase in his wealth. How do we know that? See, gold and silver are not on earth by accident or chance. Their presence is designed by God and are here to help fulfill his purpose for mankind. Gold and silver are his. They're his gold. That's his silver, minerals, even animals. We don't own a thing. All we are caretakers, stewards of the great mineral and animals and wealth that God has graciously allowed us to enjoy abundantly upon this earth. He's commissioned us to utilize it for human good, enjoyment, and progress. Everything that's here on earth. Now, again, I'm trying to help you formulate your mindset so you can move to manifestation. It all belongs to Him. Go to Haggai 2 and 8. We're going to read this from the King James Version. You ready? Haggai 2 and 8. Haggai, that's H-A-G-G-A-I. Some say Haggai, some say Haggai. It doesn't matter what you say as long as you get there. Amen? Haggai 2 and 8. Here's what the scripture says. And this is a bold declaration from the Lord. Again, God is the source of wealth. You got to get that. You got to understand that. Here's the source. Ready? He says, in Haggai 2 and 8, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. See, we humans are born into a wealthy universe and we're placed upon a rich planet with resources. We must understand that everything has been designed and born for us to walk in wealth. Therefore, since you were designed for wealth, you were born wealthy. Indeed, every human being was born for this purpose. Yes, there's challenges to experiencing wealth. However, the opposition of enemies does not change the fact that God's original intent for His human creation was to enjoy a wealthy relationship with Him, to enjoy wealthy relationships with one another, and to enjoy the wealthy resources of this planet. This was God's original wealth plan. Now, again, once we formulate our minds that, wait a minute, everything around me advances. Grass grows. Once it's cut, it grows back again. What is that? A sign of replenishing, a sign of abundant resource. Once we begin to understand that what God's original plan for wealth is, we don't beg God, we believe Him. How many of you are really ready to start believing God for your level of wealth? I'm talking about believing God that you're able to do what is necessary in every way that you can walk in the fullness of God, starting today. You've got to believe God in that perspective, all right? So now let's go even further, because I want you to understand that wealth is the natural human condition. You might want to write that down. Wealth is the natural human condition. What do I mean by that? See, poverty or lack is an aberration. It is abnormal. It is abnormal to be in poverty and lack. It's abnormal. It's a deviation from God's wealth standard. If we talked about what His original plan is, if a person deals with lack or poverty, they are literally deviating from the plan of God. Just as physical health is also the natural human condition, but sickness, deformities, and abnormities are all deviations from God's health standard. We got to understand that financial poverty is an economic deviation. It goes away from, it's less than, it's not the plan of the will of God. If you're dealing with financial poverty, which means you don't have enough, there are certain principles that you don't understand, and ignorance is what's keeping you from your abundance. But guess what? The purpose of this training every Saturday is to defeat the ignorance on your life. That's why I take you through scriptures. That's why I show you and I teach you and reteach you and continue to teach you what the will of God's plan is as it relates to you walking in wealth. Because the more you understand that, the better position you will be to succeed. Now, so financial poverty is an economic deviation. Spiritual poverty is a religious deviation. Broken relationships are relational deviation. Sin is a spiritual, social, and emotional deviation. Greed is a material deviation. All these deviations are what takes us away from God's original plan. Are you hearing me? So, God wants you to be wealthy. And the reason why you have to embrace that is easy to believe God for what you know He wants you to have than what you're considering or what you think you want on your own. No, He wants you to be wealthy. See, wealth is good and wealth is important because, watch this, write this down. I'm going to give you four things that wealth does. Number one, wealth is from God. Wealth is from God. I can believe God to be a billionaire. I can believe God to be a billionaire. You should believe God to do that. And again, as we teach on a constant basis, just don't ask for the wealth. Ask God to make you a wealthy giver. Because, watch this here, wealthy people are generous. They're generous. Wealthy people give to charities. They attend charity balls, giving hundreds of thousands to millions of dollars away. Come on, wealthy people are generous. It's the poor and those who don't have that try to hold on to every dollar as if nothing else is coming. And guess what? That's often reflected in your giving. When you feel like, well, I can't give, I can't, that's your mindset. You got to be able to say, well, you know what? I know that if I put seed in the ground, the harvest has got to come. So my giving should be a regular practice versus whether I can afford to give or not. Because a wealthy person doesn't sit around and say, can I afford? No. What they simply do is they give with the anticipation that more is coming beyond what they've given. Because, watch this, there's a harvest for every seed planted. You cannot plant seeds into the ground and not expect a harvest. So wealth is good and important because it's from God. Secondly, wealth blesses the world. It's God's blessing to the world. Wealth is God's blessing to the world. No doubt about it. Every time we see replenishment, it's God's blessing to the world. Think about it. As all the thousands of years that mankind has been on planet Earth, you would have thought out of that long, the food supply would have ran out. The bread, the wheat, the fruit, the vegetables, all that would have just been, used up. No, but God created, watch this here, a blessing to the world through wealth. So just as there's wealth in the world, I can walk around with the mindset that he wants me to be wealthy. Number three, wealth is good and important because it's God's way of showing love to his creation. I love this. It's God's way of saying, I love you, so I'm going to give for you, give to you. Now, here's what I want you to understand. Where a person's heart is, that's where their treasure will be. Where their heart is, that's where their treasure will be. You know, if I love my wife, I'm going to be a blessing to her. I'm going to give to her. She don't have to beg. All she has to do is believe. She believes that her husband is going to do his best to make sure that she has everything she needs. If I love her, not if I don't, then that's a whole different conversation. All right? Because where your heart is, there your treasure will be. I often gauge a person's heart as it relates to ministry or as it relates to assignment of God by where your finances are. Because if you feel God has called you to something that you don't yourself financially support, then you don't believe in what you're called to. You don't believe in what you're a part of. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? So, same way when it comes to God's creation. Wealth is God's way of showing love to what he's created. He wants you to be wealthy. And I know what you might be thinking. You might be saying, well, Dr. Blue, I get it. God wants me to be wealthy, but I don't have it. Why don't I have it? And I'm going to tell you why. Because anything God does in your life, he has to do it by your faith. Which means if you don't believe for the wealth, you literally block your own blessing. How do we block our own blessing? Have you ever been in a position before where you said, well, you know what? I don't want to be wealthy. I just want to be comfortable. What is that? A block? Have you been inside of a place and said, oh, you know, all wealthy people are, they're stingy and they only want what they want and the way they want it and this and that? A block? You've got to understand that God's way of showing love to his creation is through wealth, giving you wealth. And he's giving you access. You got great potential. It's just time for you to walk in possibility. And I'm here to remind somebody that 2019 changes everything. It changes everything because now you're understanding that you're worthy of wealth. Now you're able to live by the principles that can produce it. What do I mean by that? How do you go receive the wealth of God? Just because it's available, does God just rain it from heaven? No. It's available. It's his blessing for you. But God gives it to you by blessing the works of your hands. God gives it to you by giving you blessing by giving the works of your hands. Number four, God's wealth is good and important because it's God's plan for dealing with the many issues of humanity. Poverty is an issue. How do you help out with poverty beyond praying for people? I'll tell you how you help them. You feed them. You provide housing for them. We're currently in Texas expanding the Better Life movement. And we are hearing reports all across the country, as well as seeing the different ways that we can participate as well. But there's a freeze going all over the nation. There are homeless people who are literally dying on the street. It's that cold. And one of our ministry partners and friends began to tell us of an initiative to take people off the street and put them in hotels, all right, because the city mission is filled. Salvation Army is filled. And so we had the privilege of partnering and being a part of that initiative. Here's my point. That's the purpose of wealth, that you're able to meet the need of the ailments in humanity. That's God's plan for dealing with the issues of humanity and the ailments is wealth. Because when you have wealth, you can do more, help more, and be more to those who need it the most. Are you following me? All right, now let's go to the back to the Word of God. Go to Deuteronomy 8:18. 8, chapter 18, verse. Deuteronomy 8:18. Come on. Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, and the 18th verse. All right? That's right. Remember, we got to believe. We got to believe the wealth that God has in store for his believers. You got to believe that God wants you to be wealthy. I don't have to beg him. I believe him. I don't have to beg him. I believe him. My mindset goes before my manifestation. All right? And I spend, listen to me personally, I spend a great deal of time working on my mindset because I know that the next level of being a billionaire is a different way of thinking from a millionaire. It's a different way of thinking from a person who's struggling. All these are mindset. There's ways of thinking that produce certain results. So I constantly work on my mindset. I've already accepted the fact that God wants me to be wealthy. That's not the question. I don't have to beg God for that. I believe him for that. But I know that next level requires a different mindset that will cause me to manifest what I'm believing for. Deuteronomy 8:18. Come on, we're looking at God's why wealth is good and important. Deuteronomy 8:18 says, but remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you the ability, the power, the ability to produce wealth. And so conforms his covenant, his agreement, which he swore to your forefathers as it is this day. That's Deuteronomy 8:18. I read it from the NIV version. But you shall remember the Lord your God. It is he who gives you the power to get wealth. Now, the power here means the ability. God gives you the ability to get wealth. And obtaining wealth is simply by understanding certain principles. Understanding certain principles. Ready? Any person who's ever struggling financially, let me tell you what you don't understand. And this is why ignorance gets in the way. If you ever want to have money, the two things you need to learn to do. You need to, number one, provide a service, or number two, sell a product. That's it. And for those of you who don't get the realm of that, think about it. If you work a 9-to-5, you're hired onto that company because you provide a labor service. And they, in return, will pay you for the service you provide. Well, guess what? When you look at the number one job or job experience, people who create wealth, it's in sales. Sales. Salespeople literally on average live by a six-figure salary, which according to statistics, economically, if a person only makes $70,000 a year, they're at a place of nirvana and bliss. And that's not even a super level of wealth. That's only $70,000 a year. But people in sales, the average sales income is $100,000 a year. That's the average. Now, here's my point. Why do they have that? Because the second thing you must understand when it comes to walking in the ability to create wealth is to sell a product. Sell a product. Sell a product. I know you might say, well, I don't like sales and I don't like selling anything. And listen, get out of that poverty restrictive mindset. sell a product. What product should I sell? Something you believe in, something you can stand by. I hear what I'm saying here. Get into sales. I tell people all the time, when you're ready to go to the next level, you want a six-figure salary, get into sales. Sell insurance. Come on, sell this, sell that. Anything that is of quality, something you believe in, get behind that. When you look at authors who write books, guess what authors are called? Best-selling authors, not best-writing authors. Guess what authors do? They sell a book. I was amazed by, and no matter what you think about him, what you feel about him, Joe Austin. His first book deal netted him in an advance of $13 million. That's why his publisher wrote him a check to write the book before the book was even written. Here's an advance of $13 million. Now, in order to do that, that publishing house had to understand that this book was going to make infinitely much more than what they wrote him a check for. But just imagine that for a minute. You sitting down with someone who they know that your influence is going to sell this book, and they give you a check for $13 million before it's written? Imagine that. But that fits in a mold that if you want to create wealth, you got to understand, according to Deuteronomy 8:18, it is God who gives you the ability to create it. And so if you're not providing a service, then you must be selling a product. That right there will break the back of poverty off your life. Those two things. I'm helping you more than you know. If you can get to understanding that the Lord wants you to be wealthy. Because oftentimes when we talk about wealth and God's plan, people just think, if I just believe and that's it, it's going to fall from heaven. No, God doesn't operate like that. It's already here on earth. You see here that in Deuteronomy 8:18, it does not say it's the Lord your God who gives you wealth. He gives you the ability to get it because wealth is already here. You just got to learn, what must I do to attract it, to manifest it, and to produce it and create it? And those are the two things. Number one, sell something. Number two, provide a service. Well, Dr. Blue, I don't know what to provide. Well, what can you do? What are you good at? Come on. And we call this, in today's terms, what's a side hustle for you? Can you make pies that the Japanese will buy? Will you make cakes that make Sara Lee shake? Either way, if you do these, you will produce an end result. All right? Why? Because wealth is the natural human condition. Can you write that down for me? Wealth is the natural human condition. We, as believers, are supposed to be wealthy. Being broke and a believer does not go together. It's not supposed to be together. There should be no broke believers. No, you should be believers who are building your legacy and your wealth for eternity. Did you hear what I said? Because wealth is the natural human condition. All right? However, on the flip side, poverty or lack is an abnormality. It is a deviation from God's wealth standard. If you're in poverty or if you're lacking anything, all right, and let's be honest, every one of us, no matter where you are, has a level of lack, but if you're building, working in God's principle, you're looking to close that gap. You're looking to eradicate the lack. Why? Because poverty and lack is an abnormality. It's abnormal. It's a deviation from God's wealth standard. Just as physical health also is a deviation from the natural human condition, all right, just as physical health is also a natural human condition, rather, sickness, deformities, abnormalities are deviations from the health standard that God wants for your life. If you got cancer, high blood pressure, tension, all these things, these are deviations. That's not how God originally created you. We would look at a world that's stressed out. I mean, everybody's stressed. All kinds of things happening. You don't know when the next terrorist event is going to happen and this or that, so on and so forth. You stress out. Well, guess what? The Word of God tells the believer to be at peace, to trust in the Lord with all their heart, lean not into their own understanding. This gives us answers and reasons why we should not be overly stressed and worried and concerned about this or that. We ought to embrace the will of God and do our part. We have a part when it comes to producing wealth. And as much as I would love for hundreds of thousands of people to be tuned in to listen to what I'm teaching today, I know that some people are not disciplined for the next level. They rather think that holding your Bible is like holding a genie's bottle, that if I rub my Bible, if I believe hard enough, if I pray strong enough, then the genie going to pop out God, G-O-D, and it's going to be guaranteed overnight delivery. Negative. It doesn't work that way. While God wants you to have wealth, it is Him who prepares you for the wealth. So what you want also wants you. And while it's being prepared for you, you must be prepared for it. And guess what that is? It goes back to the mindset. Mindset before manifestation. Never the other way around. You can't manifest what you don't have a mindset for. Are you what I'm saying? So how can you tell if you've got a mindset for wealth? Look at your behavior. Look at your thoughts. Look at your conversation. It's one thing to say I'm broke. It's another thing to say I'm in between blessings. I don't walk around like I'm broke. No, I'm in between blessings, which means the blessings are still on the way. It hasn't happened doesn't mean it's not going to happen. It just means it hasn't happened what? Yet. But it's going to happen. Are you following what I'm saying here? So let's understand this again. I'm going to go through this again so you can hear me. Ready? Financial poverty is an economic deviation. Spiritual poverty and sin are religious deviations. Broken relationships are relational deviations. Greed is a material deviant. And all these deviants is what allows us to move away from God's original plan. All right, so let's look again at the purpose of wealth. What is the purpose of wealth? What is the purpose of wealth? Ready? Since God has placed within human beings alone the desire and the ability to produce wealth, I'm going to say it again, God has placed within every human being, say this includes me. Say this includes me. God has placed within every human being, watch this, the desire and the ability to produce wealth. What is its purpose? See, animals can't produce wealth. Robots can't produce wealth. But you, it is God, the Lord your God, who's giving you the power to create wealth. You have the ability within you to produce wealth. But what's the purpose of wealth if God has put that inside of us? Well, simply put, the purpose of wealth is twofold. Wealth is for God, and wealth is for good. Now, I'm going to break that down so you understand. Wealth's purpose is to glorify God with your life. Some of you want to, you know, and I've heard this before, people say, well, I want to live for the kingdom. I just want to do kingdom business. I want to study the word, and I want to, you know, pray, and I want to meditate, and I want to go and change lives. But I can't because I'm stuck on this 9-to-5. Well, guess what? You got to understand, wealth is for God, and it's for good. See, when you're able to be wealthy, you're able to dedicate your entire life to the studying of God's word. You want to go back to school, get a degree in theology? Go ahead. You not only can pay for it, but you got the time and luxury because you're living off of passive income from your side hustles in the matter and understanding of the word. That you don't have to worry about clocking into 9-to-5 because your wealth is being produced passively. And in today's age, all you really need is a laptop and an internet connection anywhere to do most side hustles. And again, we have prepared for you a manual that our team has done the research for different avenues in which you can create wealth. But again, the reason why many people won't won't understand it, if you don't have the mindset, you'll never see the manifestation. So again, number one, the purpose of wealth is for God, to glorify God. It's to glorify God. Number two, the purpose of wealth is to for the good of mankind. It's to help mankind. The purpose of wealth is to make life easier. Now, again, I say this. Imagine what level of ministry you can do when you can reach out to people who are lost, people who are in need, and as you're providing for their needs, you're able to minister the gospel to them. Imagine how powerful that would be. Somebody's on the street, hungry, begging for food, and all you can say is, I'll pray for you, God bless you. Well, that don't fill their stomach. If you can fill their stomach and then present the gospel in a non-intrusive way, but a very confrontive way, to allow them to know it's not the will of God for them to struggle, guess what you've just done? You were able to use your wealth for the betterment of mankind. When we look at this ministry, the purpose of this ministry, everything we seek to do nationwide, and that's why we're expanding in a very strategic way, is because this ministry is designed by God as a God-given assignment to help better the lives of those who are believers. Not just make believers, but to help better their lives according to John 10 and 10, where Jesus has given us insight according to his assignment. Jesus also had assignment. He also had purpose. What was his purpose and his assignment? Found in John 10 and 10. I come that they may have life and life more abundantly. That was Christ's assignment. If you have abundance, and if you're settling for living in lack, you are literally living beneath your privilege. Am I helping anybody today? All right? So wealth is good, and it's important because wealth is from God. It's God's blessing to the world. It's God's way of showing his love for his creation. And it's God's plan for dealing with the many issues of mankind. Wealth is for good. It's to help mankind. To help mankind in what areas? You ready? Wealth's purpose in helping mankind can be broken down into four areas. Write this down. I'm telling you, I'm helping you work with your mindset. I know you might be saying, well, Dr. Blue, it's a lot I'm writing down. Well, trust me. When you start embracing this, like I had to come to embrace this, you stop looking at life as if hoping and begging, you believing and receiving. How would you like to move from hoping and begging to believing and receiving? Come on. Well, this is how you got to do it. You got to understand wealth purpose in helping mankind can be broken down to four areas. Number one, to assist in meeting human needs. See, so if you're going to pray God for wealth, ask the Lord, Lord, help me to assist in meeting the human needs. Number two, to move human cultures and human life towards a better future. That's why we're so infatuated with the better life. We want to build the better life in every person who's a believer. Because I know what it's like to have believers who accept Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior, but struggle all their Christian lives, living beneath their privilege because they've never been taught that they've been worthy of wealth and certain things that they can have, certain things they can believe God for. Did you know that there's certain things you can believe God for? Did you know that there's certain levels of living you can operate in? Mindset before manifestation. Work on your mindset and the manifestation will be easy. And that's why in 2019, you got to change everything. This year in February, as we're opening up Black History Month, and we are so grateful for it, but I'm going to be teaching on perspective. Same thing I'm teaching you today. Changing your perspective. Why? When you change the way you look at things, the things you look at will change. When you change your perspective, you change your directive. Come on. Are you hearing what I'm saying here? All right? Number three. The third purpose of helping mankind with wealth is to help alleviate human suffering and pain. Help alleviate the suffering. There are people who are suffering. Human trafficking, where little girls are being snatched up from their homes and their families, forced into the sex trade. How are you helping that? Or are you just praying? Nothing wrong with praying, but after prayer comes action. Faith without works, that's the action part, is dead. You got to help alleviate human suffering and pain. And number four, the purpose of wealth, as far as helping mankind, is to spread justice or righteousness throughout the world. Imagine when we talk about establishing the kingdom of God, we're talking about establishing an order in which people can live their lives in honor of God. How can you do that? Well, imagine if you were able to go into the inner city communities and you're able to put up an equivalent positive, empowering boys and girls club, not like the original one, but, you know, something that's from a Christian perspective. And you're able to teach the ways and good character principles that produce godly results inside of a young person's life early on. Now, this is a community that you fund. It's a community center that you paid for in that community that's deficit, that's lacking resources. You know, it's amazing what other traveling we do for ministry. I love there are times that we take our children to libraries, and the libraries are vastly different when you go in the hood versus when you go into a very wealthy area. Hood libraries are small. The selections are terrible. There's not good books there. There's not good this or good that. When you go inside of a higher in area, not only is there good books, there's technology. There's this, there's that. My point is this. See, when you have wealth, you can spread justice and righteousness throughout the world. Are you ready? Let's go back to the Word of God. Go to Isaiah 54 and 10. And I got about another 15 minutes, but it's okay. We're gonna work through this. And I want you to understand, mindset before manifestation. Some of you have been saying, well, I know it's God's will, but I haven't produced it yet. Well, it's your mindset. We got to work on the mind. Work on the mindset. And working on the mindset, you're able to work on the picture, and that brings you to the manifestation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How many of you are excited about that? I'm telling you, when Holy Spirit began to teach me what I'm teaching you, it began to revolutionize my thinking, my ability to create. Amen. My mindset is different. I'm not waiting for others to do. I'm believing God and going after what he promised me. And the same thing he promised me is what he promised you. Isaiah 54 and 10. I'm going to read this from the New Living Translation. All right? Isaiah 54 and 10. And then we're going to read 56 and 6, okay? Let's read 54 and 10 from the New Living Translation. Isaiah, it says, for the mountains may depart and the hills may disappear, but even then I will remain loyal to you. My covenant of blessing will never be broken, saith the Lord, who has mercy upon you. Now listen what this says. Even when the mountains may depart and the hills disappear, that means the changing of your circumstance, I will remain loyal to you, saith the Lord. My covenant of blessings will never be broken. I have mercy upon you. See, in this text, blessings is when we get the word shalom, which also brings peace and prosperity. I hear what I'm saying. And prosperity, of course, equals wealth. He says, my covenant will never be broken, saith the Lord. Now let's go to Isaiah 56 and 6. Because as much as you want it done, there's even more that God want to do it for you. But mindset before manifestation. Work on the mindset. If you're a husband and wife on the line, or if you're a husband on the line and your wife's not present, your wife and the husband not present, you got to work on the mindset. If you work on the mindset, manifestation becomes easier. You stop complaining about what you need, and you start thanking the Lord for the opportunities to go out and create the wealth that God has promised you. Because he put inside of you the ability to create it. Isaiah 56 and 6. Isaiah 56 and 6. Watch what the word of the Lord says. I will also bless the Gentiles who commit themselves to the Lord and serve him and love his name, who worship him and do not desecrate the Sabbath day of rest, and who have accepted his covenant. So God says this promise is not just for the Jews, it's for the Gentiles as well. And in Isaiah 56 and 6, and I read that from the New Living Translation, he says, I will bless the Gentiles who commit themselves to me, who love my name, who worship me, who do not, watch this, disregard the day of rest. Now, again, I'm not going to get into whether we're talking about Saturday or Sunday, but I am saying that special day that you have set aside, that you rest in worship. You rest in worship. You rest in worship. See, the scriptural command to produce is God's original intent for humankind. The scriptural command to produce was God's original intent for humankind. It was for humans to be, watch this, entrepreneurial and produce whatever they needed for existing and prospering on this earth. God wants you to be entrepreneurial. And even if you're working a 9-to-5, you got to understand that your business is yourself. You are the CEO of you. That's why when you're negotiating a salary experience cap or you're negotiating how much you're going to be paid for the services you're rendering, Guess what? God wants you to be entrepreneurial. He wants you to produce everything you need for existing and prospering on this earth. God has wisely put humans, within you, an urge, a compelling desire to produce, to progress, and to be successful. That's God's desire for you. Indeed, humans, Adam, Eve, and their children, that's all of us, was given an original mandate by God in Genesis 1:28. And that mandate was a directive to be fruitful and to multiply. That is not just going forth talking about having children, but to be productive. Anyway, time you see the word fruit in the Bible, think produce. To be fruitful and multiply. To be productive and produce wealth abundantly. See, the God-given mental abilities, talents, and gifts that reside in humanity is what helps mandate this. God has put inside of you talents, gifts, all kinds of things. If you're a singer, you can believe God for the singing contract. That's your wealth. If you're a baker, if you can work with your hands, if you're good with automotive, all these things you have the ability to have inside of you to create the wealth that God has promised. See, isn't it amazing how when you begin to understand his original plan, you can move beyond just hoping, not knowing, well, I'm going to cross my fingers and maybe someday, somehow, it's going to happen. No, you're able to go ahead and use your gifts, your talents, your mental abilities, whatever it is, to help usher in the wealth that God has promised. Because as human beings created by God, we are obligated to produce wealth in order to enjoy being fully human. Entrepreneurship, which is creative productivity. That's all entrepreneurship is. You're finding a problem and you're providing a solution. That's what being creative, when you look at the richest man alive today, Jeff Bezos, he found a problem online when it came to books and shipping books and stuff like that, and guess what he did? He provided a solution called Amazon. Today, Amazon, through his wealth, has made him the richest person in the world. Can you imagine that? A book retailer is the richest person in the world? Of course, and you know, there's a lot to his story. Not only did he start in books, but he would wind up building a company and then buying other brands and adding to that overall. What did he do? He became entrepreneurial. So now there's a reason why he's walking in as a billionaire. Not because he's been lucky. Not because he just fell from heaven and God wanted this person rich and not that person. No, God has given wealth to all of mankind. And it's time for the body of Christ to understand your privilege, to position yourself in the process where you can start tapping into it. This year, God's going to unleash business ideas inside of you. You're going to come up with ideas, and I want to encourage you to start pursuing them. Do the research of it. Well, Pastor Blue, I don't have the money. Don't worry about that right now. Understand what it's going to take. Because you're living in a day and age that if you got a good idea and there's others who have the resources, they will invest in your idea as a silent partner just to have a passive income come back while you're building your idea. There's never an excuse. There's never an excuse. All it is you fulfilling the very thing that God has put inside of you. Because as a human, you're supposed to be producers. Humans are producers. We are to produce the goodwill that God has in store for us. Are you following what I'm saying here? And as I get ready to pause, we're going to stop in a moment because I really want you to get the revelation of what I'm teaching you here today. I want you to understand, again, I've been saying some things very, very much in continuation. And I want you to understand, your mindset has to move before your manifestation. When you have the mindset that God wants you to be wealthy, guess what you can start doing? Walking out the manifestation of it. I hear what I'm saying here. All right, so let's close out with this here. Because now that we understand that we have the ability to be entrepreneurial and produce, my question is, what are you going to do to create your wealth? What are you going to do to create your wealth? You might say, you know, I was amazed by, there's a, Indian man, Abdul, I believe is how his name is pronounced. And what he did was he wanted to own Subways when Subways was on the rise. So he worked for a convenience store for 10 years, putting in overtime, making his money, all the while taking that money, sending it off to the side, using what he needed to live, but taking that money, sending it off to the side, until he is able to buy his first Subway. And then after having his first Subway, and here's what some of you don't understand, he didn't quit his job. He hired other people to work the Subway while he kept on working where he was. Now he got two streams of income coming in. And then the Subway did so well that he wound up buying another Subway. At this time, he's up to two. And then after having that second Subway, he did begin to quit his job, raise the profits in both of those by, again, providing the service and selling the product. The service was meeting the needs of hunger. The product was the subs through a vehicle called Subway. And then what he began to do is he began to buy multiple Subways. And he traced back his story to the fact that he was not afraid to put the time in because he knew he had to do it. He had to create it. He had to produce it. Here's my question to you. Are you looking for the long term? Maybe you're working a 9-to-5 right now and you're feeling like, how am I ever going to get wealthy off of doing what I'm doing here? It's very simple. Everything you receive from your job, learn how to position your income in a way where you're able to sow into the kingdom and save, sow and save, and before you know it, you're going to be positioned where you can obtain everything you really want. Some of you want to own homes. Did you know that there's home ownership that's possible today? There are programs that would allow you to put 10 to 20% down that are owner financed without you going through a bank, that you can own a home just with 10 to 20% down of the value of the house, no matter what your credit is. Listen to me. This is an exciting day that anybody can change their condition when you start understanding or embracing the mindset of wealth, that you can produce the method of wealth. Let me close off with this. Genesis 13 and 2. And we'll probably pick up on this next week. We'll do a part two. Is that okay? All right. Or let me just reference it. I'll reference it. I don't want to get too deep into it because we've got a few minutes. Here it is. Abram, in the scripture. Abram, whose name was changed to Abraham, the scripture says in Genesis that he was very rich in livestock, in silver, and in gold. Abram was very rich, very wealthy in what three areas? These are the three areas that I really want you to keep your eyes open for this year. Property, gold, and silver. I'm not disregarding anything else, but I am saying to you, that just as God blessed Abraham with this wealth, whereby he had all these things, and that's in Genesis, the 13th chapter, around the second verse, okay? This is the same way God told me to prepare his people for to walk in the wealth of Abraham. We are the seed of Abraham. The covenant God made with Abraham, he also makes with us. When we look at Deuteronomy 8:18, what we read today, the Lord our God will give you the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant that he swore unto your forefathers. Well, the covenant was sworn unto Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, our forefathers, that wealth will be a part of our experience. So why isn't that a part of yours? Because either you don't believe for it, or you have ignorance where you don't know how to produce it. And if you stay close, if you join me every Saturday, we're going to take you even further. We're going to help work on that mindset, and then we're going to show you how to manifest. How many of you are ready for that? Well, guess what? That's what it's all about. So if you've been blessed today, go ahead and give God some praise. If you've been blessed by the teaching today, amen, I take this very seriously on our Saturday, every time we gather, but on Saturdays in particular, because I want the believers walking in their God-given purpose of wealth creation. It is not God's will for you to be broke. And if you're broke and frustrated, it's because you've accepted a lie beyond God's truth. And I've shared with you, I've taught you today what the truth of God's word is. And I want to encourage you, and I really want to say this. As much as you want to be blessed, it's even more what God wants to do for you. But guess what? It takes your faith, your ability to believe. It will not happen by happenstance. It will not just be. It takes you to believe. Amen. If you receive the word that I've shared today, go ahead and give God some praise. Put your hands together. Thank the Lord for uncovering or giving you insight and understanding to his plan for you. Because as long as you understand that wealth is God's plan, you don't have to ask permission to prosper. I don't need permission to prosper. I need a plan to prosper. And your plan is what God has put inside of your hand. And as a spiritual leader, I want to lead you. I want to teach you. I want to show you how to walk out the purpose of God for your life. And that purpose is not poverty, but it is prosperity. And this is something that we don't fight against. We receive abundantly, and we receive it easily because it's the Lord's purpose. Amen. And if you believe that today, we thank God for you, you, and you. And we certainly thank you for tuning in. Well, before we close out, we never like to close out our time together without giving you opportunity to sow into the kingdom of God, without giving you the opportunity to sow. And as you get ready to sow and give, embrace this as a regular practice of your wealthy lifestyle. Did you hear me? Embrace it as a practice. We're entering into February. February, we've been talking about first fruits. First fruits. Some people do it in January, and we want to do it in February. Why? We're changing our perspective. First fruits is when you bless the Lord with the first of your increase, according to the scripture. Well, guess what? Maybe you want to sow a first fruit seed. I encourage you to consider sowing a first fruit seed into Better Life Empowerment Movement. Why? Because what you're learning here, if you learn this everywhere you go, I promise you, you'll be further advanced than where you are now. Why are you learning it now? Because God has purpose and need for you at this moment to succeed and to grow in the areas in which you ought to go. And I'm going to encourage you, every person, as we get ready to give, four ways you can give it to the ministry, I want to challenge those who can to give a $100 seed. If you cannot, get as close to that as you can. If 10 cents is close to $100 as you can, get in the habit of giving. Because being wealthy is about being generous. It's about being a blessing. And if you have issues right now because you feel like you don't have it, you won't have it. Because you've already proven yourself you're untrustworthy. You can't handle it. But how can I give, Pastor? Very simple. Four ways you can give unto the Lord through this ministry, because we're giving unto God. You're not just giving to the ministry, you're giving unto God. The first way you can do it is by way of going to our website, betterlifeseeker.com. Click on Donate Now. All the instructions is listed right there if you're giving online. And secondly, you can give by what is called Cash App. It's a new phenomenon, but our cash tag is the $ Better Life Increase. You can give that way. Or thirdly, you can give by way of PayPal. If you understand PayPal, you're on PayPal, you can certainly give to paypal.me/betterlifeology. Or if you need an email for it, betterlifeology@gmail.com. That's betterlife, O-L-O-G-Y, betterlifeology@gmail.com. Either way, you are privileged today to understand that God has a plan for you to prosper and not for you to be in poverty, to be broken and battered and abused. He wants you to be positioned where you can be used for the betterment of mankind. And as you sow a seed today, I'm challenging every person who can to meet me with a $100 seed. Come on. Sow that in faith, knowing that God rewards by bringing harvest to the seed planted. Plant seed. And if you plant seed, harvest will raise to meet your need. God is faithful, and that's why we serve him. Because if we can't believe him for the wealth thing, how can we ever believe him for the heaven thing? Are you hearing what I'm saying here? If he don't keep his word as it relates to wealth and the believer, how do we know he's going to keep his word as it relates to heaven? We know he will. That's why we serve him in that way. Amen? All right, well, let's get ready to go. I'm over time. Thank you so much for your patience. Thank many of you for being with us today. It's my prayer that you've been encouraged, that you've been taught, that you've been expanded. Remember, mindset before manifestation. Are you hearing me? Mindset before manifestation. If you work with mindset, it's easier for you to manifest, because wealth is God's purpose. It's his idea. Let's get ready to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank for every person who's getting ready to sow into your kingdom. I thank you, Father, for giving them the ability to trust in you with all their heart, leaning not unto their own understanding. They may not understand what's coming next. They may not understand where they're going to get this or where the opportunities are going to come. But God, they do trust and know that if we put seed in the ground, the harvest will come back. So God, we sow intentionally. We sow aggressively, knowing that our generosity is how you plan to prosper me. And God, I give you praise that every seed that's released into the kingdom right now, that you will cause a return upon that seed, open door opportunity, favor, increase, that will follow your people because they put their trust in you. And Father, thank you for the studiousness. Your word says that you are rewarded to them that diligently seek you. Well, God, we diligently seek you this morning as we rise, shine, to give you the glory. And as we begin to do that, we thank you, Father, for the blessings, the best that is yet to come. In Jesus' mighty name, and we do so declare that we are blessed because we are givers unto the kingdom. And we thank you that poverty should not be a part of our life, but wealth and riches shall be in our house, and everything we do shall prosper. It is your word. It is our birthright. So, God, we give with that intent and purpose that we're not giving our last. We're putting seed in the ground for manifestation to come to bring us to the next level in which we ought to be. And God, thank you for giving us a heart to be cheerful givers, not givers who give out of compulsion, not givers who give out of hurt or whatever the case may be. Lord, we want to be cheerful. We want to be grateful. We want to do it freely because we know all that we have is because you, the Lord, has given unto us. Marvelous and righteous is your ways. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name as we build the better life together and we build the better life forever. In Jesus' name, we declare it to be so. And the saints of God said, thank God, say God, amen and amen. All right, saints of the Most High, that's my time. Thank you so much for yours. I trust you've been blessed. If you've been blessed, I'm going to hear your testimony. Email me at pastoralblue@gmail.com and tell me how you've been blessed by today's teaching. Let me know that you understand, more importantly, that wealth is God's plan, not something you believe for, but something God built in you. He wants you to be entrepreneurial. He wants you to sell a product, provide a service. He wants you to go forth and to increase because the Lord will bless the works of your hands, which means your hands must be working. Let's work together in building and establishing the kingdom because that is indeed the purpose of wealth. We love you, and there's not a thing you can do about it. Thank you for tuning in, and I look forward to talking to you again on next Saturday. But for more information, visit us online, betterlifeseeker.com, and for every person who gives today, we're going to make available for you our manual, our passive possibilities manual every week. We're increasing it. There's more information that's coming. As you give, we want to make that available for you where you can learn what can you do on the side. We've done all the research. We put all the facts there, even the links to sign up. What can you do on the side as a side hustle to allow God to bless the works of your hands? So we just don't want to teach you by faith. We want to give you practical application where you can grow in God's way. Let's do it together, everybody. Let's succeed because that's God's plan indeed. God bless you all. Thank you for your giving. Thank you for being with us. And I'll talk to you again on next Saturday. Invite a guest. Tell a friend. Always remember, God created your life, but it's up to you to create the level of your living. Create something great. God bless you all. Have a great day. And bless one another before you get off the line by declaring, I'm worthy of wealth. Indeed you are.
Bless everyone on the line. I am worthy of wealth. Thank you, Pastor.
We are worthy of wealth. I am worthy of wealth.
Good morning, brothers and sisters. Thanks to God, Pastor Blue, Pastor Michelle, First Family. Again, brothers and sisters, have a fabulous, fun-filled weekend, giving God all the praise and all the glory and all the thanks. everyone be blessed and go out and do a deed that has never been done, or you never done. In Jesus' name, feed someone today. Help someone. Provide them with a meal. In Jesus' name, amen.
We would like to thank you for tuning in to Better Lifeology Radio Broadcast with A.O. Blue, produced by Better Life Media. We trust that you have been blessed by today's teaching. Please let us know at pastoralblue@gmail.com. For more information and to obtain a copy of today's broadcast, please visit www.betterlifeseeker.com. Just click the tab that says More, then Shop. Thank you for spending time with this ministry. To discover the tools and techniques to build your better life now, we would like you to give a donation to support the ministry. You can text any amount to 407-456-7300. Again, you can text any amount to 407-456-7300. Or you can go to www.betterlifeseeker.com. Click on Donate Now, where you can give through Cash App or PayPal online. Every gift is a gift that helps us to lead people to better. We bless you, we love you, and want you to always remember, God created your life, but it's up to you to create the level of your living. And we, the Better Life Spiritual Community, can help. See you again next time on Better Lifeology Radio Broadcast, where it's already getting better.